This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. And now, let's join Dr. Davis as she teaches on the unleashed power of the pit.
He gives the keys to Satan as to unleash demonic power in the last part of the Great Tribulation. A key point to remember in all of our understanding about the world as we know it is that God is in control. Even he is in control of the demons. Satan, demons, and evil are on a leash which is ultimately held by the hand of God. If he did not restrain the power of evil in the world, the human race would have self-destructed many millennia ago. The last years of the Great Tribulation is a period of intense judgment on the human race. These evil forces are let loose. God extends the leash further than it has ever been extended before. And I think that we need to fully understand that. I want to drive this point home in the fact that he opens the bottomless pit to unleash Satan as a tool of judgment. And we will see evil, or those that are not saved, that are living in the tribulation, will see evil much greater than we've ever witnessed here. And I don't think that we have a full understanding of the depravity of man. I don't think we have a full understanding of how much the Holy Spirit restrains evil today. We do not know what we do not know. We think that, well, there are severe things, but it's really not going to get worse than what I've lived through. Hell is much worse than what we live through here. But next, I'd like to talk more about this smoke that is arising out of the pit, so much that it darkened the sun and the air. And this represents the unleashed power of the pit. It really has a twofold importance. One is the unleashed power of the pit. First, Jesus describes hell as a place where the fire never goes out. And we know this in Mark chapter 9, verse 48, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. This is confirmed again in Luke chapter 3, verse 17. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. And again, we see that demons are pictured as locusts coming up out of the pit, which can appear as a huge cloud of smoke when they swarm by the millions. We know these are not real, literal locusts because God promised never to release swarms of locusts in Egypt after the plagues. And we see that promise in Exodus chapter 10, verse 14. And the locusts went up all over the land of Egypt and rested on all the territory of Egypt. They were very severe. Previously, there had been no such locusts as they, nor shall there be such after them. So these aren't real locusts. These are just a figurative locust in that the demons appear like locusts because they do not harm vegetation. And normally locusts do harm vegetation. And also these locusts that appear have a king. So we know that these are not literal locusts. They're just used figuratively to describe the demons. So let's talk about the demons from the pit. The demons had a number of unusual characteristics. So one, I would like to say that they are imperial creatures.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.